Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 13. Infants brought to Christ. Infants brought to Jesus. Let me read the relevant words. Mark chapter 10 and verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. People were bringing little children, infants I would say, to Jesus to have him touch them. Infants, little children, virtually babies, brought to Jesus. Now, let me deal with some negatives here. Negatives in a sense. Do you notice the vagueness of it? It's all vague, isn't it? People were bringing little children to Jesus. Who are these people? Well, almost certainly parents, you might say. Well, I would agree with you. But do you know? Does it tell us? Could it be relations or friends? What is it? Well, okay, it's parents. I'm not trying to make a fuss about nothing, but I'm just trying to show you the vagueness of it. And why did they bring these infants or little children or babies? What, again, there's a vagueness there. What was their purpose? What do they have in mind? What exactly were they thinking of? They brought their little children to Jesus to have him touch them. Now, what is this exactly? Now, here we come to a very important principle. It depends on two Greek words, eisegesis and exegesis. What do you mean? Well, Jesus is the expounding of Scripture, but it's the ex and the eis. Eisegesis means you read your interpretation into that passage, and then you read it back out. So you start with an idea, you find the text, you look into the text, and you bring the idea out of the text. But it's the idea that you started with, the eisegesis, you're reading out you're reading into the Scriptures and then reading out. Exegesis, you start with the Scriptures and you say and see what the Scripture says, trying not to be influenced by any external supposition, presupposition. Now, what sort of suppositions? Well, this passage is ruined by presupposition. Take Christendom. What does Christendom make of this? Well, I'll probably say a lot more about this. But what does Christendom say about this? It was a late development in Christendom, much later than people think. But infant baptizers began to read infant baptism into this passage and then read it out. There's no question of water here. There's no question of baptism here. That doesn't come into it at all. You see, that's reading Christendom into it, a presupposition, infant baptism, and then reading it out. You see, it's building castles, mountains, out of molehills. And that's done so very often. And here, with catastrophic results, because how many people have been misled into thinking they're Christians because they had something done to them when they were babies. I must say, many years ago, I went this way, not with infant baptism, but with infant dedication. I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole today. No, and the most we can say about this is that these people, probably parents, had some idea, a vague idea, that there might be some well-being if they could bring their children into association with Christ. Now, I'm going to draw the positive out from this. My friend, there's more than well-being with some vague connection with Christ. Read Romans 5, 6, 7. Read those passages, and you'll find whether you're 9 months old, 9 weeks old, or 90 years old, it's not simply association with Christ that you need. It's union with him. It's trust of him. It's believing in him, receiving him, welcoming him. It's being received by him. Come unto me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest, Matthew 11, and so on. You don't want just association with Christ. It's not chapel going. You don't want just to touch Christ, rub shoulders with him. You want a lifelong union with him, an eternal union with him. And it's with Christ, at least that point comes here. It's not Judaism in their case. It's not religion. It's not Christendom. So, two principles here. Don't read a confession, a catechism into this passage and then read it out. Don't read a practice in and read it out. That's eisegesis. Exegesis. What does the passage say? Well, it doesn't say a great deal. But one thing it says to me is, until I know Christ, until I know him, and after all, John 17:4, this is eternal life, to know the true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Romans 5, 6, and 7, that's what we must read. That's what we must understand. That's what we must experience. This is the kingdom. This is what the kingdom is about. Becoming like little children and receiving Christ. It's a sign to me, it's a parable to me, it's an illustration to me of this great and vital point. It's not a physical contact with Christ. It's not some association with some rite. It's knowing and enjoying and having Christ as mine. Don't rest, my friend, until you can say, I know thou art mine, 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 mine. I know. Thou art mine.